Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out, you can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I always see Shark Week coming up and all the people who get excited about it. And I'm kind of like, I don't get it. I don't get what's so exciting about it. Why are people freaking out? Why are the toys now in the middle of the aisles at the store?
Yep, they're everywhere.
And last night, I got sucked right into it. Like, I didn't plan on watching it, but Ronda Rousey was down there swimming with the sharks. And you kind of get into it.
Mm-hmm. So what was going on with her? I saw this news, but... what was going on?
I didn't get to finish the whole show, but I got to see her like put on all the gear and go all the way like 60 feet underwater where these killer sharks were coming and swimming right by her. And she wasn't in a cage or anything.
Are you being
was
serious?
She wearing one of those metal suits that have the chain, whatever, that so if they bite, it doesn't hurt as bad or something?
Yeah, but the other guys weren't.
Dude.
Can you imagine putting on a snorkel and going down 60 feet?
No.
Forget that.
Because as we're watching it, even if I knew there weren't sharks, I don't think I could do that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
But she came out of the water and she was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
I would do that with dolphins, but maybe not sharks.
Yeah, but dolphins aren't like going to eat your face. A shark would.
True.
And there was one shark that got close to this one guy and he took like a prod and pushed the shark away.
Dude.
And the shark just turned and swam off.
That is wild, man.
I don't know if they just don't see like what we see and maybe they just sense it.
Probably not.
And maybe they just felt like they bumped into something and they turn around or what. But it was weird.
That guys, that kind of freaks me out. Like that, I don't like the thought of that.
I'm afraid to go on boats because of that.
Was it because of Jaws? Did you watch Jaws when you were little?
I never did. Did you watch it?
No, not till I was older, but yeah.
But you see those things of like, even in Jurassic World where that big, was it a megalodon or whatever, comes out of the water?
Yes.
You're like, no way. Because what if it is down there?
Oh, geez. I don't think they have a giant megalodon or something down there.
How do you know?
I'm almost positive
in
they would have found something that big.
Yeah, in the deepest, darkest depths.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do say like we haven't explored like, what, 90% of the ocean?
See?
Yeah.
So what it's there.
Well, maybe the megalodon
along with
is,
Nessie.
It's asleep.
Who?
Isn't her name Nessie? The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, they call her Nessie?
Yeah.
In the middle of the ocean?
You never know. I thought she was in a river or a lake or
There's
something.
There's more than one.
I thought she was at Craighead Forest.
Oh, yes. Along with Bigfoot.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David the Barrel Boy wasn't the only one that got engaged this weekend. So did Lauren Elena. So she got engaged to her boyfriend of 6 years, Alex Hopkins. She posted on Instagram this weekend writing, being yours forever has a nice ring to it. Happily ever, Hopkins. So congratulations to Lauren Elena. If you trust your rebel heart, ride into
battle. Don't be afraid. Take the road less traveled. And there's some big news on maybe a potential engagement down the road between these two. But my boy, my man, the talk of the town in Nashville, Michael Ray, is in a new relationship. Kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. And it ends up being with a pretty big star in her own right, Carly Pierce. But he also kind of admitted that, this is kind of strange to me, because it seems like 90% of the time it's the guy who's sliding in the DMs and kind of going after the girl. But in this case, it was Carly Pierce, and he said that she did all the work, and he was getting a lot of direct messages via Instagram, and he was calling that pretty heavy.
Dang.
But he also added that I feel like I'm in this case too, and maybe you as well, Brandon, but I don't know if it's a guy thing, but I don't catch on to hints worth a crap. That's exactly what Michael Ray said about this whole ordeal, and it took him a while to finally figure out, oh, it looks like she's into me. But early on, he didn't want to be like too aggressive because he didn't want to scare her away, but eventually, things ended up working out between the two.
It's funny, though, because there's guys like us who would never get it. A girl's hitting on us, we don't get it.
Nope.
And then there's guys on the opposite end who think every girl's hitting on
right.
us.
Yeah.
So, Carly Pierce has a new song. It's called Hide the Wine. Yeah, knock, knock, here you come and knocking on my door. But you're gonna have to wait on the porch. Better hide the wine and get it going. And finally, news on Jason Aldean. His third annual concert for the kids has been set in his hometown of Macon, Georgia. It's going to be happening on September the 6th, the Macon Coliseum. It also features Lauren Elena, and it's a benefit for the Beverly Knight Olson Children's Hospital of Macon, Georgia. So if you love Jason Aldean, a great reason to go and see him in his hometown is September the 6th for that fundraiser.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns whiskey.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty with The Bachelorette. 7 o'clock on ABC as Becca and the final three Bachelors, Blake, Garrett, and Jason, all travel to Thailand.
Oh, really?
Nitty-gritty.
Yeah. There you go. That sounds exciting.
And also, So You Think You Can Dance on 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network.
And who's on that, Brandon?
So You Think You Can Dance. Is that Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Hey, now.
Go, J-Lo.
Are you sure? Or is she on World of Dance?
I don't know. One of those.
She's on a dance show.
Something like that. There's so many dance shows.
She's on all of them.
Yeah. Yes. You also have American Ninja Warrior on at 7 o'clock and Elementary on at 9 o'clock this evening.
All right.
American Ninja Warrior. I don't know what the first one was.
Warrior.
Warrior.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.